KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Tomorrow we're going to be out. Yes, a road show will take place at Hooters in Plano. That is located at 75 and Plano Parkway, so join us up there from 3 until 7. Hooters is getting their triple play club up and running. And you will have the opportunity to perhaps win, somewhere along the line, a big old 51-inch HD TV.
Oh, the greatness
and
of the
who
HD
here
TV.
Cannot use that?
Oh, my gosh.
So, to get in on that scene and just have yourself a heck of a good time getting all full on wings and whatnot, join us at Hooters and in Plano, Plano Parkway and 75. It is now time for us to continue the next installment in our What's the Deal With series. And today's subject is What's the Deal With Nirvana? And with more on this, here's Cobra.
So I guess 10 years ago today, he was really decaying, wouldn't he?
I still haven't found out whether or not they found his body yesterday, 10 years ago.
Nope. They found it on the 8th.
They did?
Yes.
Okay.
But they're saying that he shot himself on the 5th.
Because
now,
his
how
mother filed some sort of missing persons report, I guess.
What a horrible way to commemorate Beverly Duvall's birthday.
With what?
By killing yourself.
With the head blown off it.
I don't think Kurt Cobain was aware of Beverly Duvall.
Wasn't he?
I mean, that's a good point, but I don't know. So you guys, we were talking yesterday about this, and we only covered it on E! News for about 2 minutes. And you guys were wondering, as we were listening to some random Nirvana song, type in Nirvana, it's all in there, Psycho.
We were listening to this.
And you were saying, what is this? Why was this transcendent? What's the deal with this?
You know, I don't know if it was transcendent, but I remember when this song first came out, and I thought it was about the coolest song I've ever heard.
This one or Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Both of them, really.
Well, Teen Spirit came out, and that, obviously that's what put him over the top.
Actually, nobody needs to explain to me what the deal is with this, because I do recognize
the
greatness.
You just want to take a break, then?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay. 356.
I do recognize their greatness, but when you listen to it, there's just not a lot of going on.
Well, it's three
got
guys.
A pretty spare to fair drummer, a big old tall bass player, the bass all slung down.
You know what? Dave Grohl is not a spare drummer.
Oh, he is, too. He's terrible.
You know what? You're an idiot for saying that.
And then you've got a Gen Xer with a fuzz tone. And that's basically it.
But then, it works, though. But then you get this right here.
Yeah, I know. It works.
But they were ripe for the picking. I mean, this at this time in 19...
Was somebody going to come along and do this? And it
yeah, could, it have, been could it have been anybody?
Could it have been Soundgarden?
I don't think they weren't commercial enough. They didn't have enough hooks.
But at the time...
This is pop music is what it is.
But at the time, Soundgarden, they were knocking around the Seattle scene the same time as Nirvana, right?
Yeah.
I mean, could they have made this, and if they'd have been the first one to get a big deal and sell it, would they be the geniuses?
No, they couldn't have made Nevermind. They couldn't have captured what was going on at that time.
But wasn't Soundgarden out there before Nirvana, though?
Yeah, I believe
so. Weren't they out there?
I believe so. Yeah, but
somebody was going to put out an album that the college kids were going to pick up and the underground was going to pick up, and it just happened to be Nirvana. They were first.
No, I don't think that's true.
I don't really know.
No, I don't think that's true. I think that they gave that generation, my generation, a particular voice.
Okay, let me ask you this.
That was tired of, and I'm, you know, I don't know if this is necessarily true in my case, but in some people's case it may be true, that was tired of the commercialism of the 80s that was alienated.
So you embrace the commercialism of the 80s, huh?
Absolutely. Reaganomics at its finest.
Okay, are they that much better? Is Nirvana that much better and that much more influential than Soundgarden? Just so much better? Because you never hear about the lead singer of Soundgarden.
Yeah, you do.
Well, not like Kurt Cobain, you don't.
No, well, he didn't blow his head off.
You know, I don't think...
At the height of his career.
I don't think
how much did him blowing his head off help them?
I think that added a lot to it because his influence ended right there. He didn't have a chance to get cheesy. He didn't have a chance to sell his songs to promote a car commercial or a soft drink commercial. So his genius ended when he died. He's frozen in time as a guy who was a tortured soul. And if Chris Cornell would have blown his head off, look what Layne Staley did. He OD'd. His corpse decayed.
Yeah, they didn't find him for 3 weeks.
Right. Yeah, and nobody gave a crap. He won't go down in history as the genius that Kurt Cobain did.
I still say there's something about being the first.
The bottom line is, if they were around today...
And you don't necessarily get to be the first because you're the best.
If they were around today, they'd probably be relegated to Pearl Jam status.
But they weren't the first, though, were they?
They were the first that everybody recognized, and everybody...
Of this ilk, yeah, they were the first.
Yeah, but there were others who were doing this before them.
Now they would tell you that the Meat Puppets and randomoid bands like that were way ahead of them in what they were doing. I mean, they never took credit for being the first, but yeah, MTV latched on to Smells Like Teen Spirit.
So did radio.
Yeah, and radio did too.
This song, you couldn't go listening to FM radio a whole day without hearing this thing at least a dozen times.
They played the hell
Teen
out
Spirit?
Of
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Play Teen Spirit. And MTV ran this.
And they hated that, too.
Twice an hour.
And they hated it. But which always made me wonder, then why make a video? If you don't want to, because Kurt Cobain was always bitching about MTV playing his videos too much.
I think that was kind of a bit.
Why make them? But don't make a video and they can't play it.
As soon as this video came out and got popular and the album went gold. By the way, Nevermind was released in September 91. Of 91.
Mm-hmm.
It went gold in October.
So it was out a long time
and then
before
all of a sudden,
it got huge.
It went quadruple platinum.
Well, no, Danny. It was out one month.
Oh, really? It went gold in 1 month? I thought you meant like the next year.
But it went...
No. It went gold immediately. It was number one in January. It went to number one in January and stayed there for 4 months.
I thought that thing had been...
When did Soundgarden start putting stuff out?
You know, around the same time, late 80s, early 90s.
Why do you guys keep referencing Soundgarden?
I always liked Soundgarden better than I did these guys.
The thing was, is they had no hits. They had one big hit, Black Hole Sun, and that was nowhere near anything like this.
That was on Super Unknown, and Bad Motorfinger came out before Super Unknown did, and they had Rusty Cage on that. There were some other hits, but I think they were seen as more metal than alternative. And Mother Love Bone was in the Seattle area, and they didn't make it big before Nirvana did. I don't think they really ever made it big.
How far behind was Pearl Jam?
Right there with them.
They were right on their heels.
Ten was released right around 91, late 91.
The thing was, is Nirvana had the songs.
Yeah.
They had the hits. They had the hooks. They had a familiar sound that nobody was doing at the time. There's nothing original about this
whenever,
at all.
Whenever MTV grasped this and just clung to it and played it all the time, it was the end of hair bands. It was the absolute end. If you watch the Poison behind the music, the minute this song got big and got big radio play and big rotation on MTV...
I think it was Bret Michaels who said that.
They stopped playing Poison videos. Stopped. And that's all they would play were hair metal bands and maybe a few rap videos here and there. But that stopped right then. And all those bands were calling MTV going, what are you doing? What's going on here?
Like,
and
done.
MTV's like, forget it. It's over. Your life, as you knew it or know it, is done. It's over with. And thank God. It was just, the music was so bad back then.
But it wasn't just the hair metal bands either. It was music in general, because there was just a lot of pop crap on the charts at that time.
Well, yeah,
Michael Jackson was on the charts at that time.
I kind of appreciate the way Kevin Scott's kept that music alive.
It always seemed to me that once Nirvana, they started this movement, this grunge movement or whatever, that it was kind of back to the bare bones rock and roll of the early 70s.
It was.
Yeah, the bare bones, you know, it wasn't all the costumes and everything. It was just about the
garage
music.
Rock.
It was kind of like, you know, the Eagles, you know, they first took over.
Yeah. It was a lousy drummer, a big, tall bass player with his bass all slung down low, and a Gen Xer with a fuzz tone.
Their career was so short, though. So they released that record in 91, late 91.
But somebody's getting rich off of them, aren't they?
Yeah.
Courtney Love?
Courtney Love and Chris Novoselic and Dave Grohl. They're all rich off of it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, stinking rich, right?
Oh, yeah.
Ridiculous.
How,
yeah.
How many times did that thing go platinum? Never mind.
Oh, I'm...
10, 11, 12?
In 93, so it took them 2 years to release their next record, In Utero.
In what? In utero.
What did I say?
I don't know.
In utero.
Maybe I don't.
Did I say utero?
Did I say in utero? Labia. Did I say labia?
And it
did
went gold
labia?
Immediately. I mean, it went number one right away. Like,
I remember
that day.
There were people camped out to buy it. I remember the news accounts.
I had a tent.
Yeah.
Right out front of Sound Warehouse, baby.
No, so you didn't.
2 months after
you
that.
You might have pitched a tent that morning. but that's about it. Oh, my God, your wife's in there. Can't believe you said that. Good God.
2 months after that, Nirvana did their MTV Unplugged.
She can't hear.
They did their Unplugged record, and that's where they kind of showed off to the world that they weren't just some dirty guitar, grungy band. I mean, they had something. If you had that record, the MTV Unplugged record, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. What a great CD that is.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
And the whole time, Kurt Cobain was just running heroin in his body like a gas bomb.
Well, yeah. There's an Unplugged song in there. It says on there, Unplugged somewhere.
That's how you'll know.
Yeah. All right, so anyway.
It's a great song.
They do the MTV show. They're as big as any band has ever been in the last 15 years. They start a Europe tour in February of 94. And in March, he goes into a coma for 20 hours after ODing on 50 sleeping pills. He tried to kill himself. Nobody takes 50 sleeping pills to go to sleep.
Well, Ron's predicted it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now how much did all this contribute to the Nirvana mystique?
A lot.
What, the fact that he did dope?
That, and that was pretty well known. The Courtney Love scene that he had.
Dope.
The fact that he tried to kill himself.
Why couldn't he just enjoy his riches and his talent? His immense
tortured
soul.
He was tortured.
He could not kick heroin.
He was a tortured artist.
He just couldn't handle it. He couldn't reconcile.
What is the definition of a tortured artist? I've heard that. What is that?
In his case,
someone that's just so talented, they just can't handle the fame? They can't handle...
Pretty much.
In his case, it was someone that couldn't...
It's somebody that puts out stuff that is generally recognized as great, but not good enough for them.
Then quit. Go get a job roofing houses.
He did quit. He quit life. Yeah, in his case, it was someone that couldn't reconcile being a star with being a true artist to his craft. And that's making songs that he liked, but that the public liked.
I don't understand how something can be so bad that you put a shotgun in your mouth and blow your head off. And if you don't like making music and you don't like all this, quit. Just do something else.
That's why people take...
Go pour concrete.
That's why people take drugs to cure their head.
A year prior to him taking 50 sleeping pills... He and Courtney were in Washington.
You know what? She was his problem.
He locks the
that
door.
Bitch.
Well, I don't know.
Ooh.
He locks himself up in his room in his house and threatens to kill himself. Courtney calls 911. The cops come. She says, please take his guns away. He had a stash of weapons. They only took 4 guns, and they said that he had tons more left. So then a year later, he takes his sleeping
pills. I thought he swore that he don't have a gun.
On one song.
Yeah.
It's called Irony. And what was your opinion on guns, Mike?
I think guns are good.
Okay. Well, that's out there.
So after he takes all the sleeping pills, the band backs out on Lollapalooza. He checks into a rehab center.
Was this in L.A.?
Yeah.
This one did he stay 30 days, or he was supposed to stay 30 days, and he jumped over the wall.
Yeah.
He went back to Seattle.
He disappeared, went to Seattle. His mom, Wendy, couldn't get in touch with him. She files a missing persons report, and... 2 days ago, or yesterday, 10 years ago, he was found dead in his room. Shotgun wound to the head. And MTV Unplugged was released later on that year as an album. As he was dead. So, I mean, it was such a short career. It was 3 years. That's it.
Kind of like Hendrix.
He probably never enjoyed 1 second of his immense talent or his fame. He didn't enjoy it.
He said he couldn't quit heroin because he had these stomach pains. I read this article, and these stomach pains that he had, the only way that he could quell the pain was through heroin. I don't know if it was like one affected the other. I don't know how that works, but...
You know, try some Tums or some Rolaids.
Craig, I'm sure that it's not as simple as you're making it out to be. Quit eating tacos. I mean, come on.
My gosh, a lot of people have stomach ailments. They don't go out and mainline heroin.
That was me.
I'm sure the heroin probably was a precursor to the stomach aches, and then one fed the other. I don't know, though. I mean, I've always thought that Pearl Jam was better than they were. Maybe because they've been around a little bit longer. I just like their records better. I think they're easier listens than the Nirvana stuff.
I love this song.
It's a great song.
Pearl Jam?
Right, Greg.
Yes, Greg.
You know what's funny about this, though?
Nothing. The man killed himself. Nothing's funny about it.
Go to nirvana.com. No such thing. There's no website for Nirvana.
Why?
Because there's such haggling amongst Courtney Love and the two surviving band members and the families that they can't even put a website
up. What's the haggling over?
Who owns what?
Well, you know what? She should own a third of it. because she was married to the guy. I mean, she. I'm sure they're trying to beat her out of her part, but that's the way the law reads. I don't think she deserves anything either, but she was married to the guy at the time, and when he died, what was his goes to her.
Well, they probably feel cheated because at some point, and I think this was after Nevermind came out, he got them together and said, you guys need to sign over all writing royalties to me or I'm quitting the band. So they signed it over. And they probably feel cheated because of that. And they probably...
Then they shouldn't have signed.
Well, it's easy to say now. But
I know, but it breaks up.
But okay.
Well, they got them.
Okay, they've got nothing. But the fact is, they did sign.
Then they're just another lame drummer and a big old tall bass player who slings his bass down low.
Didn't that Dave Grohl, didn't he start another band?
Yeah, the Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, and
they're huge.
Okay, well, then he's made his money. He doesn't need Nirvana money.
He needs nothing.
Then shut up. Get the Nirvana.com up.
All right. E! News next?
That's right, Mike. We'll talk about the world of entertainment next.